We're going to go over to the phone line. You are live with Kenneth Studdard of Dogwood Books, and later this morning in Rome. Is this Coach Eccles?
Yes, this is Coach Eccles. How are you, Matt?
We're doing great. How are you today?
We are awesome. We are big blue camping it this week, so we're having a blast with a bunch of girls and then our special guest for the week, Victoria Saxon. So we're so excited. It's been a great week.
Well, I have to say it's been a lot of fun to see the pictures of Victoria there and her coming back. And it's interesting because every time Kenneth and I have talked about her today, it's like national champion Victoria Saxon from right here in Rome.
That's right. That's a fun title to put in front of anybody's name, but especially V.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe she's with you right now.
She is. Say hello, V.
Hi.
Hey, Victoria. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking some time. And first of all, congratulations on your recent national championship. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Big Blue Basketball Camp. And of course, I know you've been, Victoria, part of that for a long time. So tell us a little bit about what it meant to you as you were getting your basketball career started.
I think Big Blue was a big part, just coming in and learning all the fundamental things as a young age. And it's fun to come back and get to see all the little girls that come still. And, I mean, there's 150 of them here today. So I think that's really big, and just to see how much it's grown over the years.
Incredible. And, of course, you know, coming back and being around the kids, obviously it's important to you with all the success that you've had to come back and be a part of this camp and this program. So what brings you back and makes you want to give back and be a part of Big Blue?
It's just a family thing. Motto has always been my family. They've supported me since day one. And I just think it's only right for me to come back and give back to them.
Now let's talk a little bit about the influence that Coach Eccles has had on you and your basketball. And not only that, we were talking about coaches like Coach Eccles and Coach Travis and all the different people a part of the model program, and not only what they do in terms of influencing people in terms of their basketball, but who they are as people. So let's talk a little bit about playing for Coach Eccles and what she's meant to you in your life.
I think when I play for her, I love playing for her. She was a great coach, always been a great coach. She's always helped me not only just on the court, but in my personal life. So I feel like that's just big on all student athletes, is just being able to have a person like that as a coach that can help you not only on the court, but in life as well. And I just think he's helped me grow as a person and mature.
We have Coach Eccles and also Victoria Saxon with us this morning on Later This Morning in Rome. Also, Kenneth Studdard of Dogwood Books is here, and I know he has a couple of questions he'd also like to ask.
Yeah, Victoria, the thing I wondered about, what was the biggest challenge going from playing at Model to playing at South Carolina? Biggest change you had to go through?
I think the biggest challenge is just going to a place where, you know, everybody is great. It's not just you. So I think that's just a big challenge for all freshmen that came in at South Carolina from their high schools. It's because at our high schools, we were like, you know, the star. So just going in knowing that we have to really work for our spot, and nothing is going to come easy.
So obviously your career at South Carolina has been just an unbelievably successful career, with a lot of ebb and flow and ups and downs and things of that nature. During that period of time, you know, you had the COVID season and some setbacks and things of that sort. So I would imagine any time you get to, you know, hoist the national championship trophy, it's going to be just this unbelievable experience that's once in a lifetime. But when you face the kind of adversity that was unique to the times in which you were playing, I could imagine that that only elevated it even more. So What was the moment like once that game was over and y'all had, you know, finished the job, won the championship? What was the emotions? What were the emotions like when that had happened?
I honestly didn't even have any emotions. I didn't know what I was supposed to feel. It was just like I was in a big dream. I mean, it was really cool. It was awesome just to get to see everybody there. I mean, to have Coach Eccles there and Coach Webb and everyone there supporting from Rome. And then, of course, my mom and my brother and family. It was just exciting for them to be able to come on the court and just enjoy the moment with me. It still feels like a dream today. It's still really cool, like, to walk around and just be like, I'm a national champion, because not many people get to say things like that.
Well, I got to tell you, aside from getting to watch you play and excel and thinking about the days when you were at Model And we were all, you know, crammed in out there at Woodard Gymnasium watching y'all play and just reminiscing about that. It's interesting that you mentioned your family being there, because I remember many times seeing your mom and your brother and everybody there supporting you. And that was just really thrilling as a fan to get to see that on television. So I can only imagine, you know, what that was like for everybody involved. So, Coach Echols, let's talk a little bit about what the experience was like for you as a coach. Of course, coaching and knowing Victoria for a long time and having the opportunity to be there and watch one of your former players that you were a mentor for a long time, you know, be in that situation. What were the emotions like for you?
Oh, well, I kind of agree with V. I mean, unreal might be the best, you know, the best word that I can use to describe it. I mean, just it's what dreams are made of, like she said. I mean, you know, being able to watch her on that court in that moment, you know, it just makes you swell with pride because you know the work that goes into that moment. You know, like if you just look at the end picture and you get to see her cutting down nets and all that, that's amazing. But when you know how much she has poured into, I mean, just hours and hours, and the dedication and the commitment and the work that she has put into becoming, you know, that player and that moment for her and her team. I mean, it's overwhelming. And, I love, my mom is one of the biggest basketball fans that I know. And she got to go with us too. And there's a picture that they captured at the Final Four. And we were actually watching the practice prior to the national championship game. And V came on the court and she waved at us in the stands, and my mom just welled up with tears because she was just so proud in that moment. Like, you know, like she's one of ours. She's, you know, we like to say we helped raise her too. And of course, you know, her parents have been amazing and great supporters and obviously instrumental in her entire career. So, but yeah, I would say we were, just swollen with pride and thrilled for her to experience that moment. And to be there with her was very special.
And Coach, I know that Big Blue basketball camp's always special, near and dear to your heart and a lot of people. And you mentioned a great turnout again this year. But then having the added benefit of having Victoria Saxton, a national champion there. And not to mention that, I was talking to Coach Milt Travis yesterday, and he was just talking about what a great role model she is in terms of who she is as a person, as a basketball player, her work ethic, her focus, and all those kind of things. So as a coach, what does it mean to you to have her there, and how have the kids at the camp responded to her presence this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the ideal situation. She is the picture-perfect role model, you know, not just clearly for her talent that she brings, but for her heart, for the person that she is. Academically, she's stellar. She's always worked hard in the classroom. Her leadership skills, that's one thing, you know, in talking with Coach Boyer, one of her assistant coaches, she and I still go back and forth a good bit. And the thing that she always says is, we love V. She's so coachable. She's such a team player. She has that team first mentality. And when you're playing in a cutthroat world like V is playing in, like she said, where everyone's the star, to have a selfless player who's willing to do all the work, that's V. That's why she was a starter the entire year. That's why she's been a team captain since she was a sophomore, because she has the qualities that, you know, will carry her well beyond the game of basketball, even though we want to keep watching her play for several more years. But I think those qualities, you know, for her to be standing in front of these little bitty girls, we captured a picture yesterday, and there's a little girl just above V's knees getting an autograph from V, and she is just staring up in admiration at, like, oh, my gosh, I want to be this one day. And so for those girls to have those hopes and just plant that seed that, you know, it's possible. V has brought that to fruition in that, you know, your dreams are possible. And like she said, she still feels like she's living in it. And that doesn't come short of a lot of hard work and long hours and sacrifice and bad days and good days and everything in between. But yeah, we are thrilled to have V here. And we want to promote V. You know, we want our entire community to promote V. You know, with the NIL and her being able to market, Floyd County needs to get behind her and just celebrate her. And if there's a business who wants her to promote them, I know that she would love to do that to help bring in money for her because, you know, the big names, you know.
WLAQ, for example. Hey.
WLAQ.
WLAQ
Sports. We can advertise for you. Absolutely. We would love to help you do that. So if there are small businesses in Rome, we would love to help generate some money for V and allow her to advertise for you guys because she's true to her character and she's true to Rome, Georgia, and she is just, she's amazing. So we would love that opportunity. So y'all can help us get the word out about that.
No doubt. And I'll also add that Kenneth of Dogwood Books is sitting across from me, big model fan, went to school there, follows the basketball programs, big supporter. He has a bookstore. So V, when your book comes out, which I know at some point you're going to have to do that, you need to contact Kenneth. We'll have a book signing. It'll be a big deal. We'll do like a live radio remote, that kind of thing. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to, Sally, one of the things that you mentioned, Coach Echols, was, you know, continuing to watch her play. And one of the announcements that came out shortly after the national championship and the tournament was over was that V would be coming back for another season. So I just wanted to ask Victoria, you know, what all went into that decision and made you want to come back and continue to play for the South Carolina Gamecocks and Coach Staley?
It really was a lot of thinking that I had to do in 48 hours. So it was really stressful. It's probably like one of the most stressful decisions I had to make in my life because it was a big decision. So it was just, we talked to WNBA scouts and, you know, like just different things that they think or feel that I need to work on or what they feel like I'm great at and just things like that. And so my original plan was to get drafted, go through the process. If anything were to happen or I got waived or anything, I was going to go play overseas. But the overseas world is so crazy right now that my mom and my coach were just saying how scary it is to be over there by myself right now. So I just chose that me coming back to play at South Carolina was probably just the best decision for me, just to grow as a person on the court and off the court, just so I can be a better me for when it's time for me to go pro.
So that answers the next question that I was going to ask. Is that your ultimate goal, to play in the WNBA and be a professional basketball player?
Yes, it sure is.
Very, very exciting. Well, I know that y'all are at camp now, so I appreciate you taking some time for us. I know you got a lot going on, but it's a real pleasure to get the opportunity to talk to you. And we're just really excited for you and for, you know, model basketball in the community and your success and what a great role model you are. And it's just been fun to watch your career. Cause I'll never forget, you know, as a radio broadcaster, you know, being in all the tournament games and things of that nature and having the opportunity to watch you play. And I just say what a thrill it is for everybody to have the opportunity to watch you on national television, playing in a championship. It was just awesome. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Kenneth,
I know someone else in your family who I actually thought about your dad, Matt, when I was at that tournament because I thought, man, Randy Davis is cheering. He is cheering right now wherever he is because he loves to support Rome basketball and Rome sports. So I know he's proud as well. So that I wanted to let you know that I thought about him. Even in her moments, I was thinking about your dad. So just wanted to let you know that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that, and we certainly appreciate that, no doubt about it. Well, thank you all so much for your time today. And Kenneth, do you have anything else you'd like to ask before we wrap up?
No, just go model.
Go model. There you go.
Thank you. And go Gamecocks.
There you go. Gamecocks. I do want to ask one more question. Obviously, the camp has been going on since earlier this week. It's going to be wrapping up, what, tomorrow?
Yes, we'll finish tomorrow.
So I would assume
But the boys' camp, there's still time if you got a boy. There's still boys' camp next week, so... we have about 150 campers, and man, today is Wild Wednesday, so everybody's wearing their neon colors, and it is wild in our gym for sure.
That's what we need to call
wild
Kenneth's segment on the show.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Well, in terms of people signing up and everything, if they want to participate in the boys' camp next week, I would imagine they can just search it up online and probably stumble on that pretty easily.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, Model Basketball on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and there should be a Google link that they can register for, or they can print out the form and just bring it on the first day camp if they haven't already pre-registered.
Well, thank you all so much for your time. And I think I can speak for Kenneth when I say that we're always waiting for basketball season to begin again. So we'll be looking forward to some model basketball this year. And the way that your team, Coach Eccles, closed out the year last year, I would imagine that you're really excited about things to come with your team.
Absolutely. We're ready to get it going.
All right.
But thank you, Matt, for having us. We really do appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Coach Sally Eccles and Victoria Saxton. And hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as we did. That was really neat.